I don't often talk about my own experiences. It's not my style. But I had a recent incident in traffic that I'd like to tell you about. And before I begin, there are a couple of things you ought to know about me. I drive kind of recklessly, I take a lot of chances, I never maintain my vehicles, and I don't believe in traffic laws. And so, because of these practices, I tend to have what a picky person would probably refer to as a lot of traffic accidents. And wouldn't you know, last week I ran over a sheep. Or possibly I ran over a small man wearing a sheepskin coat. I'm not sure, really, because I didn't stop. That's another rule of mine. I never stop when I have a traffic accident. Do you? No, you can't. Who has time? Not me. If I hit something or I run somebody over, I keep moving, especially if I've injured someone. I refuse to involve myself in other people's injuries. I'm not a doctor. I've had no medical training. I'm just another guy out driving around looking for a little fun, and I can't be stopping for everything. Let's be logical. If you stop at the scene of the accident, all you do is add to the confusion. These people you ran over have enough troubles of their own without you stopping and making things worse. They've just been involved in a major traffic accident. The last thing they need is for you to stop, get out of your car, go over to the wreckage, and start bothering them with stupid questions. Are you hurt? Well, of course they're hurt. Look at all the blood. You just hit them with a ton and a half of steel. Of course they're hurt. Leave these people alone. Haven't you done enough? For once in your life, do the decent thing. Don't get involved. Look at it this way. It's none of your business in the first place. The whole thing took place outside of your car. Legally speaking, these people were not even on your property at the time you ran them over. They were standing in the street. That is city property. You are not responsible. If they don't like it, let them sue the mayor. And besides, the whole thing is over now. It happened back there, behind you. For God's sake, stop living in the past. Do yourself a favor, count your blessings, be glad it wasn't you. As it is, there's probably a substantial dent in your fender. So be satisfied, my friend. You got off easy. And I'll give you a practical reason not to stop. If you do stop, sooner or later the police are going to show up. Is that what you want? Waste even more of your time standing around with a bunch of worthless civil servants, filling out forms, answering a lot of foolish questions, lying to the authorities? And didn't anyone else see this accident? Are you the only one who can provide information? Surely the people you ran over caught a glimpse of it at the last moment. So let them tell the police what happened. They were a lot closer to it than you were. There's no sense in having two conflicting stories floating around about the same dumbass traffic accident. Things are bad enough. People are dead. Families have been destroyed. Time to get moving. Chances are you're late for dinner as it is. Now, folks, there are two sides to this. Helping people by leaving them alone when they're injured is one thing. That's my altruistic side. People need to be self-reliant, and I want to do what I can to foster that. But it's often hard for me to drive away from a nice, fiery accident scene, because I have a self-indulgent side, too, and that needs to be honored. And so, on the other hand, if I'm out driving, enjoying a lovely day, and I see a traffic accident, just see a traffic accident, one that I'm not involved in, I stop immediately. I want to get a good look at what's going on. I enjoy that sort of thing. If people are injured, I want to take a look. I am Curious George. Of course, the police don't like that. They say you're rubbernecking and blocking traffic. I say, never mind that rubbernecking shit. I want to take a look. My philosophy? I'm never too busy that I can't stop to enjoy someone else's suffering. I'm looking for a little entertainment. To me, traffic accidents are one more form of entertainment. You want to hear my dream accident? Two buses and a chicken truck, getting hit by a circus train in front of a flea market. Entertainment! I'm looking for an antique lamp sticking out of a clown's ass. If I'm going to take the time to stop, I expect a couple of fucking laughs. And if the traffic situation is such that I can't quite see what's going on, can't get a good enough look, I'm not the least bit shy about asking the police to bring the bodies over a little closer to the car. Pardon me, officer. Would you fellows mind dragging that twisted-looking chap over here a little closer to the car, please? My wife has never seen anyone shaped quite like that. Look at that, sugar lips. Those are his testicles hanging from the rearview mirror. Thank you, officer. That will be all now. You can throw him back on the pile. We'll be moving along. And off we go, out onto the highway, looking for a little fun. Perhaps a flatbed truck filled with human cadavers will explode in front of a Star Trek reunion. One can only dream and hope.